Thank you and good morning. The worst of the most severe Pacific storm to hit the West Coast in years spared Humboldt County its worst. There were downed trees and power lines, small rock and mudslides closed roadways temporarily, and electricity outages impacted residents, businesses, and schools, including the Arcata High boys basketball tournament. But compared to other areas, we got off lightly. All schools in southern Humboldt will be closed today, including Whitethorn. We could see some isolated thunderstorms today with brief heavy downpours and possibly some small hail, but by tomorrow, it's forecasted, we will see the sun. Local rivers are receding after reaching monitor stage. There are still scattered electrical outages, including about 120 PG&E customers in the Eel River Valley. The CHP traffic incident update page remains clear. An investigation by the Mendocino County District Attorney's Office has determined that a man who shot and killed a Mendocino County Sheriff's deputy during a two-state crime spree in March shot and killed himself. Ricardo Cheney is suspected in the murders of two people in Eugene, Oregon, and he then led law enforcement officers on a vehicle pursuit south into California. Cheney stopped in Mendocino County, north of Fort Bragg, where he ambushed and killed 48-year-old deputy Ricky Fiorentino, a 26-year veteran of the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. Fort Bragg Police Lieutenant John Nalty, part of the response team in search of Cheney, shot him once in the leg, and it was determined that Cheney then turned the gun on himself, according to the Press Democrat. Nalty was justified in his use of force. Eureka police arrested 29-year-old Eureka resident Chad Fraker on Wednesday morning after he was found burglarizing a residence on 16th Street. The resident came home and found Fraker inside in possession of items he planned to steal. Fraker was held at bay by the resident until police arrived. They arrested him and he was booked for burglary. Eureka police arrested 41-year-old Mingo Gaitan and 31-year-old Eleanor Betts on Wednesday in connection with a pop sting earlier this month. The pair were booked for possession of heroin for sale. The couple's infant child, who they had abandoned while fleeing from police, remains in child protective custody. The 2014 KEKA Christmas Truckers Parade will fill the streets of Eureka with the sounds of air horns and the rumble of diesel engines as dozens of big rigs and other trucks, decked out in their best holiday lighting, make their way through the city on Saturday night. The parade begins at Redwood Acres at 6 p.m., heads up Harris to I Street, down to 7th, and then back around to Myrtle Avenue before returning to Redwood Acres parking lot. The proceeds from this year's parade will go to the Teen Center at the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods. There will be fire pits in the crosswalks, open houses at local businesses, horse-drawn carriage rides, live music, and strolling carolers at the 4th Annual Fortuna Old Fashioned Downtown Holiday Open House tonight. The fun begins at 5 o'clock and runs until 8, and we have received word that the big man himself, Santa, will make an appearance. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Congressman Jared Huffman spoke on the floor of the House of Representatives this week to express his opposition to a federal bill that would have severe impacts on water distribution and water quality in California. Huffman pointed out the harm to fisheries as well.
In 2008 and 2009, $158 million in congressional aid was provided to deal with the disaster of the closure of ocean salmon fisheries off California and Oregon due to a collapse of this very same fishery. These fisheries are an important source of jobs for coastal communities, which cannot be replaced simply through disaster relief. Without adjustments to this bill, we fear such a disaster could be repeated in the reasonably near future.
Huffman said that the federal bill was crafted without input from representatives in Northern California, including himself. And he pointed out that if passed, the federal regulations would harm local waterways and overrule state regulations.
Does the bill allow the state water board basically to do its job if we head into the fourth year of a critical drought, doing things like issuing curtailment orders, possibly rationing orders? These are tough calls that our state's water referee has to make. This bill does not appear to allow them the flexibility to do that. Does the bill put additional pressure on the Trinity River, which I represent, and the tribes that have depended for their traditions and their subsistence on healthy salmon populations for millennia?
Huffman also said that the bill is opposed by both senators and that he has received notice that it will be vetoed if it reaches the president's desk. And that's the news on this rainy Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.